I, Clara Summer Hargraves,
of Gould Hill,
in the township of Hopkinton, in the state of New Hampshire, in the United States of America, in the Western Hemisphere, in the world, and in the universe, do hereby take up my quill. Well, pencil, as I am writing this by the pond so I can cool my feet in the water on this very hot day, to keep a truthful, well, mostly faithful account of my life from today forward. My father's new wife gave me this journal the day she married him, exactly 1 year ago. Before then, she was only my Aunt Priscilla, a Boston old maid schoolmistress, no less. She is so very prim and proper that I call her Prissy, but inside my head, not to her face. That would just be courting trouble. Prissy married Father a scant, sorrowful week after Mother died. I must confess, but only to these pages, I often do and say things I know will irritate her. Not an admirable thing to do, but I do it anyhow. As today is my 14th birthday, however, I am trying to turn over a new leaf. My stepmother deems me a hopeless hoyden, more a romping boy than a proper girl. She keeps harping at me to act like a lady. But ladies do not have any fun with their long skirts and their turned-up hair. They sit around doing embroidery, which is another name for torture, as far as I am concerned. Today is also the day summer begins. My mother gave me my second name because I was born on the first day of summer. She joked that I owed my hair color to the strawberries she had been picking and eating when I decided to arrive. I suspect that she nearly named me Clara Strawberry Hargraves, and I am most thankful that she did not. Father says my hair came from my grandmother, my mother's mother, who died before I was born, and not from the berry patch. Nevertheless, my dear mama called my hair strawberry blonde. I do miss hearing her say that. Indeed, I do miss her sorely in every way, from her lively imagination and her quick silver wit to her loving caresses. Now all I have is a stepmother who calls me a hoyden, and certain persons, Dickon Weeks and my dread cousin Hetty especially, who call me Carroty Pate and Pumpkinhead and other horrid names. It all seems dreadfully unfair. No one else in my family is cursed with this color. My father and brother have handsome chestnut brown hair, and mother had hair like spun gold out of the Rumpelstiltskin story. I loved helping her brush it every night when she grew too weak to do it herself. Prissy has blonde hair too, I believe, although she keeps it well hidden under a mob cap. Needless to say, she never asks me to brush it for her, nor would I want to do so. How I wish my hair looked gold like Mother's or black like Hetty's instead of this infernal red. But that will all change as soon as I get enough pennies in my pocket to carry out my plan. My plan is simple enough. A few weeks ago, I saw an advertisement for Simeon's Lead Combs. It said that combing the hair using one of these every day would turn red hair into a beautiful shade of black. The next time I was in Mr. Town's store, I learned that he carries these combs. I do not know if I have enough pennies saved yet, but I will ask Mr. Town how much this miracle worker will cost, as soon as I get up the nerve, that is. What heaven it will be to have hair just like Hetty's. Although my stick-straight hair will never curl like hers, at least it will be a beautiful shade of black. She will never be able to call me Pumpkinhead again. Prissy is calling me to supper. I must run.